This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj. Angeline Tay is keeping me company on the show today, and we've got some updates on Facebook today, don't we, Angie?
Mm-hmm. Facebook can apparently now replace your weather app. And did you know that they hired an MTV exec to help create new shows? Yeah. But we're kicking the show off with some news from across the causeway. Our neighbors, Singapore, have apparently banned Airbnb.
Yeah, so Singapore's Urban Redevelopment Authority has finally clarified the country's stand on services like Airbnb. Apparently, the URA, that's what they call the Urban Redevelopment Authority, their guidelines do not allow for subletting of residential homes for less than 6 months at a time. And this, of course, effectively means Airbnb cannot operate on the island.
Yeah, the URA's argument is that allowing residences to be used for short stays leads to high turnovers of occupants, and this gives rise to nuisance and safety concerns. They say most people prefer some familiarity with the people who live around our homes. I mean, that's true, but kasi chance sikit lah.
Yeah, I mean, but Angie, I mean, it's not the government's fault, you know. I mean, they actually came up with this ruling after conducting a nationwide survey back in 2015. So I guess it's the Singaporean homeowners who do not want strangers coming and going from their neighbourhoods. So it's not like it's the government's fault.
Yeah, Airbnb, of course, were bummed to hear this. They expressed their disappointment with the announcement, but has said that they will work with the Singaporean government to find a business model that works in the country. And there is a glimmer of hope for the company, as the Sing government has said it is looking to create new class of homes to cater to Airbnb.
Yes, but until that happens, Singaporeans caught breaking the law and putting up their homes for Airbnb or other short-term leasing services like Airbnb, they can be fined up to 200,000 Sing dollars. It's not like a small fine. That's like 630,000 ringgit. 630,000
ringgit. You can buy a house with that.
Yes. And also, they could also face a one-year prison sentence. So, I mean, you know, people talk about how Singapore is a fine country and all. It sure is fine.
Yeah, it is. Okay, moving on to our next story. We can't go a week without talking about how artificial intelligence and how it is the way of the future.
Yeah.
So here we go. Bring it on. Another AI story.
Okay, so here's another story on how artificial intelligence is being used to make some very tedious processes around us a lot easier and a lot faster. So you know how police officers are supposed to wear body cameras to record anything eventful that goes down during the day, right? They're supposed
to
record these things in case, you know, like someone attacks them. Or haven't you seen those videos on TV of like car chases and stuff like that? You know,
those are police cameras, like on their shirt,
dashboard cameras, or like on their shirt.
Okay, I've never been anywhere near police officers, so I'm completely innocent. I haven't done anything wrong, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, sure. But this is actually more about this story is actually more about the cops in the US. They have footage of basically everything they do throughout the day, which means they have giant libraries of videos in their systems. So a company called Taser recently acquired a computer vision startup to start experimenting on using AI to help the police department sort through all that footage for significant objects, events, and people.
Well, I'm just wondering, can't that be done if you just filed your footage properly in the first place?
Well, apparently not. I guess the AI will actually pair two things together and make it easier for cops to find what they want, kind of like an online shopping suggestions list, I think. So anyway, the new acquisition is for Dextro, a computer vision startup, along with a team of computer vision researchers from Fossil Group based in Texas. And both these teams will form a new department with the company's camera focus Axon division called Axon AI.
Okay, yeah. It also says here that Taser did not disclose any financial details, which will bring nearly 20 researchers and engineers to Taser's Seattle-based 110-person Axon unit, along with the technology to help police quickly isolate and analyze the most important seconds of footage from massive amounts of video data.
By the way, if you're wondering how a company called Taser is working on new technology for the police, it is not a coincidence. I mean, I was like, what? Okay. So it's the same taser that makes, well, you know, your taser, those weapons, yeah? They control the U.S. market for police electroshock weapons and also supply the body cameras to the police force.
Mm, and I'm sure their business has grown a lot lately, especially with all the new cases about police behavior and accountability.
Exactly. There was even some controversy about a few companies aggressively fighting for police contracts because of this. However, this acquisition by Taser falls under CEO Rick Smith's vision for smart body cameras that can recognize objects and people and maybe even integrate this with automated police records and evidence management system. So bringing it all under one roof.
Mm. Okay, so just listen up. If you're wondering how much data the U.S. police force actually has in the cloud, here's some trivia for you. It's 5.2 petabytes.
Did you just make the word up?
No. I actually Googled it, and 1 petabyte is 1 million gigabytes.
Whoa.
So Taser basically wants to train algorithms to search through the 5.2 petabytes of data that U.S. police have in the cloud. So it's also the largest repository of law enforcement footage in existence. Mm. I guess this answers my earlier question as to why they can't just file their footage properly. This library is just too huge to file.
And people can't even file their desktop files properly. So, you know, you can imagine. This is really cool stuff. And best of luck to Taser on figuring this out. Like we said at the top of the story, this is what AI is for, making life easier and more efficient for everyone. We've got some music for you right now. But when we come back, more efficiency in our daily lives. We're going to talk about how Facebook is getting into the video entertainment business and other new features as well. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angeline and Audrey. So we know how TV networks like AMC and HBO are famous and super successful at creating original TV series, right?
Yeah, like Game of Thrones, Boardwalk Empire, Girls, Breaking Bad, Westworld, The Walking Dead, the list goes on.
Yes, you just merged Boardwalk Empire and Westworld. Yeah, Mad Men. Yeah, that's another big one. Mm. And then, of course, came Netflix with its catalog of shows and films and changed how we consumed our favorite TV shows. And they too began coming up with their own original shows like, you know, Orange is the New Black and, of course, that big one from last year.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things. So, and then Amazon also jumped in the bandwagon. And even though Amazon's shows like Transparent has won like awards for, but, you know, for e-commerce and cloud computing company to create shows as a new business move, you have to admit it was kind of odd, right?
Yeah, and of course then Apple in January announced they plan to make shows just like Westworld. Mm. And guess who's the latest addition to this bandwagon? Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook has been working to make video a central part of how its users experience the site. You know, first with Facebook Live, and more recently with rumors that it wants to, it will be creating an app for television boxes such as Apple TV. So now Facebook wants to create its own original shows, and they've actually hired a former MTV executive. Her name is Mina Lefevre. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And she's joining Facebook as their new head of development.
Yeah, Lefevre was MTV's head of scripted programming, working on shows such as Faking It, Awkward, Finding Carter, and Teen Wolf. And now at Facebook, she'll be overseeing development of the site's scripted and unscripted content. She will also be working with Ricky Van Veen. He's the co-founder of College Humor. He joined the company last year to become its head of global creative strategy.
So during Facebook's last earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg admitted that the company is starting to experiment with funding shorter episodic videos to push into its news feed. And as Facebook closes in on, like, what, 2 billion monthly users, this move is definitely a way for them to capitalize on video ad dollars and compete with ad budgets, currently focused on competitors like YouTube.
Yeah, and Facebook is starting to let publishers show mid-roll ads in the middle of their videos.
Yeah.
And it recently tweaked the news feed to promote longer videos as well. So what's next, I wonder?
Well, what's in the immediate future, I can tell you. That's our next story. Facebook is also rolling out a new feature that puts a full weather forecast inside its mobile app and its desktop site.
Yeah, so basically Facebook will be able to give you weather updates soon on top of reminding you of your friends' birthdays. Thank God for that feature. Remember when we had to remember birthdays all by ourselves? That was a nightmare.
Yeah, and God knows how many relationships Facebook saved with that feature, you know? So yes, this new weather feature will be accessible from your news feed or the Facebook mobile app's More menu, you know, that section that links you to areas like friends, events, groups, and other Facebook features like On This Day and Saved Items. And within the weather section, you can view a full forecast for your week ahead, powered by data from weather.com.
But this is not the first time Facebook has toyed with introducing weather information into its service. The company years ago added forecasts to events and public places, and more recently was spotted testing weather updates in its news feed in the UK.
And, you know, just a year ago, Facebook also rolled out the weather greetings in its news feed. I don't know if you remember that. They were like short informational weather updates that appeared at the top of your feed in the morning. So this new feature is kind of like an extension to that. You'll now see similar messages at the top of your news feed with a link to the full 5-day forecast of the weather.
The addition is now one of several new bookmarks Facebook has rolled out to its mobile app in recent days. Following its useful utilities like its Wi-Fi finder, a new networking or even dating section called Discover People, and now weather.
Yeah, so it seems the goal with the new feature is to keep Facebook users in the app by offering them the information they would otherwise need to go and look for on other apps
platforms,
or elsewhere,
yeah.
Right? While also offering them similar experiences to those that are found in other third-party mobile apps today.
Facebook, however, says it's more about delighting its users instead.
Sure, the weather is delightful. Okay, so we're taking a break for some messages right now. No, for some music right now. But when we come back, we'll give you a list of all the podcasts you should listen to this weekend. That's up next. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9. You're still with Enterprise Biz Bytes. Angie and Audrey keeping you company this Friday afternoon. All right, before we get into the podcast you should and have to listen to if you have time this weekend, let's recap the stories we covered today.
Okay, so Singapore has banned Airbnb and short-term leases in general. This is because they have a rule against subletting property, and they say it's to protect and keep these laws in place.
And then we spoke about how Taser is working with artificial intelligence to sort through 5.2 petabytes of police footage to make finding the right video easier. And if this works, it could help police officers the world over.
We also had two stories on Facebook. The social media giant hired an MTV executive to help them with new content, which means they could be following Amazon's footsteps in creating exclusive TV programs. And now they also have a new feature, and that tells you the weather, which basically can replace the weather app on your phone.
Yep. And right, since it's a Friday, let's highlight a couple of shows that you can check out during the weekend. More of like you should check out. Just let it play in the background if you must, because you don't want to miss these shows.
Okay, first up, imagine being able to buy your own shooting star or meteor shower. That's what a Japanese company called Sky Canvas is doing. And we spoke to them on Wednesday about how they plan to send small satellite boxes into space and shoot small pellets into our atmosphere that will burn up to form bright shooting stars in the sky above locations all around the world.
Yes, look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. Think about that. Meteor showers on demand. And if you're wondering how they plan to make money from this and how they plan to deploy this, check out the podcast on the BFM app to find out.
Suspense. Next up, our resident techie, Jeff Sandu, spoke to the CEO of F-Secure on Monday about the weaponization of code by a very sophisticated cybercrime industry and how cybersecurity needs to be accounted for as a feature in all products being developed right now. It also highlights how everything you do online can be used against you and why online protection is extremely important.
Let's just put it this way. We've all blocked our webcams with F-Secure's webcam stickers after listening to that podcast. And again, you should check out over the weekend on the BFM app. This podcast is available. You know the BFM app, right?
Yeah.
You can find that on the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
And also this morning, I spoke to Jeffrey Young, the founder of Art of Tree. They repurpose unwanted trees in the city and turn them into functional furnitures. So these furnitures are not your usual conventional rectangle tables. They literally are the cross sections of the tree trunks, and you get to see the insides of the roots while you're having your dinner. You know, so he shared how his business came about and managed competitors that crept into this space.
Really interesting items. I looked over at your PC and saw those images. Amazing, right? So if you miss any of these stories, you can check out the Enterprise Biz Bytes podcast, which will be up very soon on bfm.my, or you can download the BFM app, and all the links to the stories will be shared there.
And now coming up at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill Repeat. Melissa Idris spoke to Frank Meehan, co-founder of Smart Up, and he's also the former board member of Spotify, to discuss his new venture, which aims to connect entrepreneurs with mentors and provide startups with business simulations.
Right, so that's all for today's show. Enjoy the rest of the programming and also the weekend ahead. My name is Audrey Raj, together with Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.